The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to their own home and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. We can interpret Jesus' words today in several ways. I have known people to say, in an accusing way, "I don't trust you. The moment I get sick, you are going to leave me." They have had a lifetime of experiences, and it makes them bitter. But Jesus was not like that at all. At the same time he said this, he told them he would not be alone to die, but God would be with him. And then he went on to say, "I have told you this so that you may have peace in me." In other words, I don't want you to feel guilty. How often I have thought that God would punish me, abandon me, because I have abandoned him. But Jesus reminds us that despite our sinfulness, we must not lose faith in him. And this was proved by his subsequent behavior. After his resurrection, he never accused anyone, just saying, "Peace be with you," and to Peter, "Do you love me?" Pope Francis has declared 2016 to be a year of mercy, and he has charged bishops and priests to be his agents of this wonderful task. Wonderful for me because it is the most satisfying part of my ministry. St. Paul says in the letter to Romans chapter 11, "Could anyone condemn those whom God acquits? Could Christ Jesus? No, he not only died for us, he sits at the right hand of God and is adding his plea for us." We all need to be confident of and share the wonderful news of today's gospel. It is the saving of the world.